March 20th. There's a moment when you wake up after having had a drinking or using dream that is really important to pay attention to. That moment when you are startled awake and either feel terrible that you had picked up in your dream, or you are so fucking happy that you got fucked up and got away with it. If you are relieved that it was only a dream and that you did not drink or drug, good for you. That shows you care about your sobriety. If you were the person who tried to go back to bed just so you could continue to be high in your dreams, well, not so good for you. That reaction would be your alcoholic or addict brain responding to the sensation of your drinking or using dreams. You may want to examine that a little more closely. Reflections. What is my response after having a drinking or using dream? Daily challenge. Prepare to go to bed. Get pajamas on. Go to bed an hour early and read a book before falling asleep. Don't forget to go back and listen to this week's full-length episode, as we say. Don't forget to attend SOS meetings on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And stay active. Stay sober. See ya.
Are you a rebel seeking transformation in your recovery journey? Then 366 fucking days sober is the book for you. 366 daily meditations. This book by the SoberPod Recovery Podcast host and professional rebel, Carr, will help guide you towards a new way of thinking and living. Each daily meditation offers a fresh perspective, practical advice, and a healthy dose of Carl's irreverent humor to help you stay sober and embrace the challenges of life without drinking, drugging, or shitting your pants. Whether you're just starting your recovery journey or looking for a daily dose of encouragement and laughs, 366 fucking days sober is the book for you.
So, if you're ready to transform your life and become the rebel you were meant to be, get your copy of 366 fucking days sober today.
Available today on Amazon.com.